Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Liz Manette. I'm from Esko, Minnesota, and I'll be reading two poems today. The first poem is called Skater. Skater. Echo through skywalk sounds like freight train coming on. But the kid weaves like water between poly-rayon-skirted secretaries in hose, their feet encased in marshmallow-thick running shoes. They all walk together and complain about their husbands. Skater zigzags with "he's done this 1,000 times" confidence between myself and a guy who has pasty skin and bug eyes, who wears pale button-up shirt and walks for lunch hour just like me. Skater makes jumps where there are none. He wears bright red nylon pants and has a beautiful afro. Skater kicks off, rolls, jumps, kicks off, rolls, jumps, board wheels clacking, rolling far ahead of us until he slams, stops. His body language, oh man. A cop's walked up and barks for Skater's ID. Skater shrugs, toes and flips skateboard up into his hand. Cop then points to smeary window, outside spatter, pigeon ghost, asks, what does the fourth line read? No skateboarding. The last command below, no this, no that. Cop takes out his ticket book, asks for Skater's full name, birth date, address, our footsteps metronome, cop's demands. Lunch hour ends, 1 p.m. As I circle, make my way back, I pass Skater walking with friends who came out of nowhere, all of them carrying their boards now and laughing. This Walk to Work Poems. This Walk to Work Poems, feral in sunshine, fur, bone, muscle tensed on rock. It's space, too, under porches, between houses, eyes shining from shadow. Poems the lonely, obese man who lives across the street where we park. He stands, porch, dog always at his feet, dog whose barks croak elderly. Both of them a bookend to our arrivals and departures. The man in the morning calls out, beautiful day, or don't work too hard. He shyly asks when I'm leaving if I'm going home to make dinner for my husband. I lie, say yes. This Walk to Work Poem's windfall, already crushed apples of nobody's tree, planted long ago, high up retaining wall. The stepped-on apples, their insides smashed out, tongue the crumbled sidewalk like melting brown sugar. Good morning, pretty girl, slurs the guy always on his way home from 8 a.m. bump. Freshly scratched face, he carries the same beat-up, half-empty plastic bag. A bearded young man with his dog off-leash, they cross Masaba Avenue, and the guy yells out, Shalom, wait, as dog runs ahead of him, stops, waits somehow at median, panting. Walking to work is this, crossing against traffic, jackhammered street, through oil-fume cement parking ramp. Holding doors, doors held open, a treadmill poem, every day to the office.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.